Good morning. It is about 18 and a half minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KCAW in Sitka, where we have three folks in this morning to talk about Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Middle school camp is sadly coming to an end, and the final performances are happening very soon. I'd like to welcome to the studio here Michael Eisenstein, Nora Gustafson. Yeah. I got that right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And Lisa Wong, the silent partner, and all of this, who is the marketing intern. And Michael and Nora are both faculty members at the camp. And I think this is your first tour in Sitka. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah.
All right.
We're both very happy to be here.
Good. And you're hailing from
New York City.
Uh-huh, where they are professional theater people. So. And that's the great thing about Sitka Fine Arts Camp. We get extremely wonderful folks doing the instructing and counseling, too. And I guess there's quite a few of staff and faculty to help you guys out with your work.
Yeah, we have about 40 different teachers here at Sitka teaching music, fine arts, visual arts, animators who have worked for Disney. It's been amazing just to get to meet all the other faculty as well.
I'm sure it's pretty thrilling that you have that many people that do what you guys like to do and all in one place where you get to kibitz and hang out together and work with very energetic, I'm sure, and enthusiastic young people.
Yes, absolutely.
So do you have much experience with middle schoolers in your work generally?
Middle schoolers, not.
We've mostly worked. Yeah. I've worked mostly with elementary
kids high
and high school.
So it's
been a fun transition.
Yeah,
working with this particular age bracket,
which is
of course very distinct.
I would think so. Yes, indeed, and kids from all over.
Yes, that's been really fun. It's primarily Alaska based, but there are kids from Texas and from
South Carolina, Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's been fun getting to know.
A nice array. And how many kids attending camp in this session?
230 about for this session.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. So your performance is, so let's talk a little bit about what your performances are coming to.
Yep, they begin on Wednesday.
Okay. So I guess we should talk about that and we'll give the details at the end too. So.
Okay. Well, camp leads up to final performances, and the camp is mainly process based. So while there are final performances, that isn't necessarily the focus. The focus has been that the kids have the experience of learning whichever art they are there to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so nice about the fine arts camp is that a kid who is a trombone player might be taking a Shakespeare class, might be taking a pottery class, and that isn't necessarily their first discipline.
Sure.
So you'll have kids in classes that are experts in the field because they've been doing it since they were three. And you'll have kids that are like, I want to try this.
Yeah, yeah.
And so as a teacher, that's really exciting because you have to manage that.
Yeah, I think it'd be a little bit tricky, too, when you have very, very good performance people maybe and then newbies.
Absolutely.
What's been really cool, too, is watching the kids mentor each other and help
Definitely.
Each other out. For us, a lot of our kids are memorizing lines and getting off book for these final performances. And we'll see them in the cafeteria running lines with each other and in their free time.
Carrying their scripts around.
Scripts around,
which makes us really happy.
But it is really exciting to see that they're so excited about the material.
Yeah.
We're also teaching stage combat, and we've taught the kids that they can practice just with their fingers. So you don't have to have the sword to run your fight. So we've seen some kids practicing their sword fighting with each other.
That must be a very popular class, I would guess.
Apparently, I was told it was the first class to fill up. This is the first time that stage combat has been offered at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Probably not the last.
Hopefully
just
not.
The name, stage combat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have 12 students in that class, and they're all getting very proficient with the rapier.
And they'll actually be showing their skills on Wednesday at the Performing Arts Center, and that's the first of our series of the student showcases.
Starts at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And along with stage combat, mask theater, percussion, juggling, character creation, mime, and sonic boom will all be performing.
Okay.
So it should be a really, really fun evening.
And that is a great place to perform.
Yes.
And
I don't know if you've
We were there and we got to see it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, it's a great venue. Stage.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty exciting. So are the kids, you know, are they starting to get the long faces or, you know, oh, you're leaving camp?
Not yet. We haven't seen that yet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Which is exciting, awesome. Which is good.
I don't think it's hit them yet. I think once Wednesday hits, when we start doing final performances, it'll click in that it's almost to the end.
Yeah. So you mentioned a few of the you said Wednesday night is the first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday night is the first. That's at 7 p.m. And then Thursday night, we're at the Performing Arts Center as well. It's a longer show. We have a 20-minute cutting of Shakespeare that we're directing that will be included in that program, as well as there's a trumpet fanfare, a modern dance piece. There's going to be partner dancing, beatbox, acrobatics, a cappella, ballet, contemporary dance, hip-hop dance, and then they're ending with a selection from the musical 13.
Wow.
So it's a big night.
Yeah.
There will be an intermission.
There will be an intermission that night, yes.
And okay. Thursday also starts at 7 p.m.
Okay, so. Great. And do people need tickets for that? Or what?
No. You can just go ahead, I believe. They're free.
Okay, the performances are free. Lisa said, I'm not talking. But we put a mic on her just in case. So that's just open to the public. Anybody
Absolutely.
Can show up.
And please yes. do.
Probably come a little early you know, people, these tend to be pretty.
Yeah.
Might be standing room only. You never know.
Yeah. Could be. Might be have to put people in the baby crying room.
Yes. So. And our other students and our faculty will be there as well.
Sure.
Those performances.
Sure. Well, that's pretty exciting. So this is your first time here. And do you think you might like to come back or?
Yes,
sure. That was a good face.
It's like, no question. Yeah, just matters what our schedule lines up to be.
Sure.
In New York City, but definitely we've just fallen in love with Sitka and
if
the
camp.
If
there's any way that we can, then we
make
would
it
love
work.
To be back. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, it's nice to hear that it sounds like you've really enjoyed your time here and really had a lot of fun and probably worked pretty hard, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a very compact schedule and a lot gets done every day.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like you have 2 days every day.
Have you finally figured out where everything is on the campus?
On the campus, yes. In Sitka, no.
Well.
We're still finding everything. But it's a 5-period day. And we get to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner with our students. And then every single night at camp, there's an art share where the faculty has a chance of sharing their art as well, which is very cool because we're asking our students to take risks every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice when your teacher is being asked to take those same risks as well.
Sure.
And I feel like it really bonds us with our students even more and has that sense of appreciation for one another.
Yeah. And the nice thing about a camp is that no one's forcing you to be here, you know, as far as if you're a participant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, maybe a few, but probably not. I mean, I'm sure it's...
Most of our kids come pretty jazzed to be there.
Yeah.
I did just also wanted to say that there are final performances on Friday as well. So there are three full days.
Is that at Performing Arts Center also?
Yes and no.
Okay.
And the yes part of that is a music and theater performance at the Performing Arts Center, which will include jazz band, clown theater, the orchestra will perform. There will then be another intermission. Clown theater, the choir, and concert band will all perform as well. And then during the day on Friday, we have much more informal art sharings. And that'll include a lot of the visual arts, a lot of the electronic music. Our scene study class will be going. So we'll make your own theater. There will be a poetry class and some small ensembles along with some smaller jazz and vocal groups.
That's going to be at the campus?
Yeah,
yes,
so that's from 1
campus.
To 4 on Friday in the afternoon. Basically, all these showings are kind of going on at the same time around campus.
Okay.
And so you can kind of mill around and get to see a little bit of everything if you want.
Nice.
Right.
Very good.
Again, that's much more informal during the day, 1 to 4.
Right.
But,
just to remind people that when we say campus, we mean the Sheldon Jackson campus located right in downtown Sitka along the waterfront there. On your way to the Sitka National Historical Park, if you're new in town and don't know where that is. So, well, very good. Thank you so much for making time. I guess you probably have to go because you probably have classes.
Yes, we have coming to go up. Teach.
Yeah. Eager middle schoolers waiting yes. to yes. make you rip your hair out. No, just kidding. Well, have a great time. And thanks again for coming in. It's really
thanks
nice
so
to chat with
us.
All of you.
Thank you.